Oh, and it looks like they called a foul as time expired. So that's going to send Dixie George to the line to shoot two with no one else out there. First shot's up, no good. So they called a quick foul on, I believe, Kara Whitehead. So it must have been a foul on the rebound there as the time expired, making it Skagway's personal foul, Skagway's seventh team foul. So Angoon will be in the bonus after we come back to start the second quarter.
This is KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, and Cluck One. As we get ready for the second quarter of this afternoon's ball game number two.
All right. Both teams get ready to take the floor here again. Into the Eagles, we've got number 21, Elizabeth O'Brien. Number 15, Patricia O'Brien. Number 20, Kylie Kukash. Number 34, ball comes in. Patricia Bryan passes to, looks like 24, Dixie George. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Skagway. Eliza Myers had that rebound, and it looks like she's fouled by number 24, Dixie George. So, second team foul for Angoon. And Carol Whitehead's going to inbound to Madison Cox. She's going to dribble up for the Panthers. Madison Cox went on the point. She dribbles up. Quick pass to Mocha Larman. Larman back to Cox. Right side of the floor. Cox to Kara Whitehead. Top of the key. Whitehead ball fake over to Larman. Reversal. Then back to Whitehead. Back to Cox. Inside to Eliza Myers. Great post move. Great shot. Eliza Myers puts it up and in. Good ball movement by the Lady Panthers there. Working around the horn and then a post entry for Eliza to finish it. We got Elizabeth O'Brien bringing it up. She passed to Patricia O'Brien who penetrates. Shots up. And out, rattles out. But rebound goes down to Elizabeth O'Brien, her sister, who puts it up and in. Score is 16-6, 7-10 left here to play in the first half. So, Cox to Larman, Larman back to Cox, Cox to Kara Whitehead, top of the key. Whitehead looking for Larman, and the ball is stolen by Patricia O'Brien, and she's going to take it all the way for a layup. 18-6, Angoon Eagles leading the way. Madison Cox dribbling down, pass to Mocha Larman, right side. Larman back to Cox, right side. And Cox to Whitehead, top of the key. Whitehead finds Kara Selmer. Good-looking shot, Kara Selmer just out. Rebound, Kara Whitehead. Ooh, and her pass is stolen by Patricia O'Brien, who passed to her sister, Elizabeth. Elizabeth pushes it up the right side of the floor, and she's going to go all the way in for a layup, and they're going to call Kara Whitehead for the foul. Layup, no good. So that's going to send Elizabeth O'Brien to the line to shoot two. I believe that's the eighth team foul on Skagway. And that is Carol Whitehead's third. Elizabeth's first shot is up and no good. 18-6. Eagles leading the way. Second shot is up and that's good. All right. So Carol Whitehead inbounds the ball, scores 19-6. Angoon's in the bonus. The Skagway have an 18th foul. Cox dribbles up. Pass to Larman. Larman, high post entry to Whitehead. Whitehead back to Cox. And Cox, great post entry pass to Eliza Myers. Her shot's blocked. Rebound, Carol Whitehead, and I believe it's tied up for a jump ball. So Whitehead looks to inbound. Ooh, ball's tipped away and stolen, and Patricia O'Brien, she's pushing it the other way. Her layup is up and rattles out. So, Patricia, her layup, she had to sprint pretty fast to try to get that layup up. It rattled out. And on the miss, she was coming in from out of bounds and ended up having a violation. So, Skagway basketball and the other way. Kara Whitehead inbounds to Madison Cox. Cox, dribbling up the center of the floor. Quick pass to Mocha Larman, right side. Larman turn back to Cox. Cox looking inside. Good post pass to Liza Meyer. She turns, nothing there. Kicks out to Kara Whitehead. Whitehead dribble drive penetration. Kicks back out to Cox. Cox back to Whitehead, top of the key. Whitehead over to Delaney Rao, right corner. Delaney Rao inside to Eliza Myers. Her shot's up. Looks like she got bumped with the body there. No good, but rebound ain't good. And Patricia O'Brien dribbles down, finds her sister Elizabeth. Her shot's up, no good. And a couple of rebounds, Angoon, no good. Madison Cox comes with the rebound. She's got a 2-on-2 break. She's pushing up the left side of the floor. Ooh, good left-hand layup, Madison Cox, and she's fouled. Did not make the layup, but she will head to the line to shoot two. 5:22 left to play in the first half. Score is 6-19. Lady Eagles leading the way. Madison Cox lines up for her first free throw. That one's up and just off the back of the rim. Haley Jensen checks in the ballgame from Mocha Larman. It looks like we got number 32, the Jamestown girl, heading back in for Miss Kylie Kukash. Miss Cox gets the ball for her second free throw. That's up off the left side of the rim. Rebound, Elizabeth O'Brien. And I think they're going to call Eliza Myers with a, they're going to call Eliza Myers with a foul on the rebound there. So 19-6, 5:20 to play here in the first half. Gago has 19 fouls and doing 3. And they're going to send Jess Whitehead in for Eliza Myers. She picked up her second. And that's going to send Elizabeth to the line to shoot the 1-on-1. First one's up and good. 20-6, Eagles leading the way. Elizabeth's second shot is up, and that's off the back of the rim. And they call a lane violation on Angoon, so that's going to cancel out that free throw and give the ball back to Skagway. Carol Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. She dribbles up the center of the floor, past Madison Cox, left side. Cox back to Jensen on the left side. Jensen to Carol Whitehead, top of the key. Whitehead reverses to Cox. Cox back to Jensen, or back to Whitehead. That shot's up, no good. Rebound, Elizabeth O'Brien. She passes Patricia, who's pushing up the left side of the floor. Patricia's going to take it all the way in, shoot a layup, and that's up and good. 22-6, 4:55 left to play in the half. Jensen dribbles up to the right side, pass to Cox on the right. Cox back to Jensen. Jensen to Kara Whitehead, top of the key. She looks for a dribble drive penetration. Nothing there. Gets the ball knocked away, and then back, shoots. Nothing there. Rebound to Delaney Rao. Kicks it out to Madison Cox. Cox, good dribble drive penetration. Ooh, but she has the ball pulled away from her. Miss Jamestown is pushing the break, and that, ooh, looks like a steal from Kara Whitehead, but they're going to call her for a foul. On the arm. Okay, it looks like he was almost calling it intentional, but he was just staying on the arm. So that's Kara's fourth. Looks like they're going to send Kiara Selmer in for her, and that's going to send Miss Jamestown to the line to shoot two. Her first free throw is up, and she banks it in. 23-6, 4:26 to play in the half with the Eagles leading the way. Miss Jamestown at the line to shoot her second free throw. Oh, and she banked it in, but she had an Angoon player leave early, so they're going to go ahead and cancel that free throw out, and no point, give the ball back to Skagway. Jess Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. She pushes the ball up the center of the floor, past Madison Cox, left side. Cox back to Jensen, left side. Jensen dribbles over to the middle, picks up a dribble over to Cox on the right side, reverses it. Cox down to Kara Selmer. Selmer back to Cox. Cox, ooh, looking for a skip pass, and right as she threw it, Haley Jensen went for a cut, and it ball goes out of bounds back to the Angoon Eagles. 4:10 left to play in the half. Patricia O'Brien with the inbound. She inbounds Miss Jamestown back to Elizabeth O'Brien, who's going to bring the ball up the center of the floor. Elizabeth, looking for number 34, Kaylin Jack, throws the ball out of bounds, and Skagway basketball, turnover Angoon. So Annie Rao inbounds to Haley Jensen. She dribbles up the center of the floor. Pass to Madison Cox, right wing. Cox inside to Delaney Rao. Rao looking for the reversal to Jess Whitehead, and it's stolen by Elizabeth O'Brien. And she pushes the ball up the right side of the floor. 2-on-2 break. kicks it out to her sister, Patricia. Patricia shoots. It rattles out. Rebound, Elizabeth. She gets her own rebound. Nothing good. And Jamestown gets the rebound, shoots. Nothing good. Gets her own rebound. And it looks like it was both teams had a hand on it as it went out of bounds. They're going to call it a jump ball. Possession will go back to the Panthers. So Delaney Rao inbounds to Haley Jensen. 3:30 left to play here in the half, 23-6, the Angoon Eagles leading. Jensen gets a screen from Jess Whitehead, picks it up top of the key. Ooh, and she's looking for Delaney Rao. Ball was kind of bounced around and tied up. So another jump ball going back to Angoon. So Elizabeth inbounds to number 10, Hilda Mendenhall. Mendenhall back to Elizabeth, back to Patricia, and Patricia gives it to Miss Jamestown, who is fouled by, I believe, Jessica Whitehead. 10th team foul for Skagway, putting Angoon in double bonus. Miss Jamestown shooting free throws. First one's up off the back of the rim, no good. Second one is up and good. 24-6, 3:12 left to play in the half. Eagles leading the way. Inbound to Delaney Rao. Delaney Rao kicks it over to Haley Jensen, right side of the floor. Jensen dribbles up the right side of the floor. She's looking inside, finds Madison Cox. Cox back to Jensen. Jensen dribble drive penetration. They're going to call Patricia O'Brien for a blocking foul. Yep. So that's Patricia's first, I believe. Ingram's fourth team foul. And we've got a timeout. Not sure who called it. 30-second timeout. Both coaches going over everything with their team. Again, the score is 24-6. Lady Eagles leading the way. 3 minutes to play here in the second half. Skagway has 10 team fouls, putting Angoon in the double bonus. And Skagway has... Or I'm sorry, Angoon has 14 fouls. So, both teams getting ready to take the floor here again today. Finish out the first half. Out of the timeout, Skagway's got Madison Cox, Haley Jensen, Kiara Selmer, Delaney Rao, and Jessica Whitehead in. Angoon sticking with their same five they had in. Oop. Ball looks to be inbounded. It's flaps, but Delaney Rao gets it back to Madison Cox, who shoots a beautiful jumper from the elbow there and banks it up and in. 8-24, Eagles with the lead. Patricia dribbles down to Elizabeth, back to Patricia, over to number 10, Hilda Mendenhall, back to Elizabeth O'Brien. She gets it down low to Dixie George, who shoots up no good. And rebound goes out of bounds off Angoon, Skagway basketball. 2:40 left to play here in the half. Score is 24-8. Eagles with the lead. Haley Jensen dribbles up the center of the floor. And she dribble drive penetration, gets the screen from Jessica Whitehead, picks it up. Ooh, looking for Jessica Whitehead on the roll. And Patricia O'Brien gets it with the steal and then is fouled. So it looks like they're going to call Haley Jensen for the foul. Going to send Patricia O'Brien to the line. That's Haley's third. And Patricia's going to go to the line to shoot two free throws for a double bonus situation. 2:29 left to play in the half. Patricia's first free throw is up and good. 24-5, Eagles with the lead. Patricia's second free throw, up and good. Delaney Rao looking to inbound the ball. Ooh, and it's stolen by Elizabeth O'Brien. And then tapped out of bounds again by Delaney. So turnover Skagway. Ball's going to go to the Angoon Eagle. Elizabeth O'Brien looking for the inbound. She inbounds to Patricia O'Brien. Patricia back to Elizabeth. Elizabeth back to Patricia. Patricia looking inside. She takes her dribble, penetrates, passes. Miss Jamestown, her shot's up, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up again, no good. Gets her own rebound again. So decides to dribble it out, pass over to Patricia. Patricia reverses to Elizabeth for the three, and that's up and good. Elizabeth O'Brien showing some diversity. Ooh, and Skagway bobbles the inbound pass and turns it over for the second time. Too bad, and goes back to Angoon. 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Scores 29-8. Angoon with their ball under their own basket. So inbound to Patricia O'Brien. She shoots a shot. That's up short off the rim and goes out of bounds. Skagway basketball. Minute 54 left to play. Delaney Angoon's in a full court press. And Madison Cox still went up. She finds Jess Whitehead, who's had a little bit of a funny angle going to the basket. They're going to call her for a traveling violation. Turnover Skagway. Angoon coming the other way. Minute 45 left to play in the half. 29-8. Eagles with the lead. Patricia O'Brien walks the ball up. She looks top of the key. She looks inside for, it looks, she gets to Hilda Mendenhall, who gets it to Dixie George, who puts it in for a layup. And Skagway looking on the inbounds. It has it almost stolen again by Elizabeth O'Brien. Going to move the ball from the baseline to the sideline. Delaney looking for the ball. It has it knocked away again by Elizabeth O'Brien, who's playing tenacious D on that inbounds pass. Got quite long arms, and standing at 5'10" is being a problem for the Panthers. And that inbounds pass is stolen by Patricia O'Brien, and scores a layup. So 33-8 with a minute left. And Angoon in this full court press is creating some problems for Skagway. They've had their third turnover in a row trying to inbound the basketball. So sending Eliza Myers back into the ballgame for Jessica Whitehead. She's going to take a seat. So Angoon inbounds to Patricia O'Brien. Minute 10 left to play in the half. Patricia holding the ball out of the wing. Passes up to Dixie George. Dixie back to Patricia. Patricia over to Helda Mendenhall. Back to Patricia. Patricia to Elizabeth O'Brien, right side of the floor. Elizabeth gets to Dixie George, top of the key. Back over to Patricia. Back over to Elizabeth, who shoots a three, up no good. Ball's tapped around, and they're going to call it Skagway basketball. 48 seconds left to play in the half. 33-8, Lady Eagles with the lead. Ooh, and they get the ball into Kiara Selmer. Oh, and she loses it out of bounds. So that's another turnover for Skagway there, and having some trouble getting that ball inbounds, that tenacious full-court press. Elizabeth O'Brien inbounds to her sister, Patricia. Patricia back to Elizabeth. Elizabeth back to Patricia. Over to Dixie George. She shoots. That's up no good. And they're going to call number 32, Miss Jamestown, for the over-the-back. I believe that's the 15th foul for Angoon. They're in their full-court man press. And they get the ball and bounce to Madison Cox. She's pushing up. Oh, she's got a wide-open fast break. Madison Cox dribbling the ball up. Ooh, and goes for the left-hand layup. Up no good. Rebound Patricia O'Brien. And they've got Elizabeth O'Brien wide open down the floor. Patricia passes up to her sister for a layup. 35-8, 18 seconds to play. Ball's inbound to Kara Selmer, left side of the floor. She pushes it up. Picks up her dribble. Finds Mocha Larman. Good shot, Mocha Larman. Ooh, just off. Rebound goes to Dixie George. Dixie George finds Elizabeth O'Brien, who puts it to her sister, Patricia. 3 seconds left, half-court shot. Up no good. And to end the first half, we have the score 35-8. Angoon Eagles leading the way. It's been a pretty intense ball game so far. The Eagles are running that full-court man press, which has caused the Panthers some problems. So hopefully we can make an adjustment and bring it back here in the second half. Looks like we've got 9 minutes and 50 seconds up on the clock, so I'm going to send it back to the studio there, and we'll see you at the second half.